Coffee.
Episode 132. The Ghost Horses of Buttick Ranch. This week we do a lot of visual stuff and we give away shirts. I don't like to do this. It's obvious that we'll release pretty much any show. This one, like, when I said we do a lot of visual stuff, we do a lot of visual stuff. So, there's a lot of not talking into a microphone. I don't know what that means, but I have a hard time not releasing a show. So, there's good stuff in there. It's just, there's a fair amount of crazy nonsense. If this is your first episode, I would suggest going back and listening to something else. Something else of ours, not just something else. Go back and listen to 106, perhaps. Anyway, I think that's it. Find us places. The phone number is 937-501-1002, regardless of what we say on the show. Call it, text it, it'll be lovely. I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Smudge, you want to say it? Can you say it a little bit louder? Perfect.
Out there, and that's where our biggest fan base is coming from?
Yeah, one guy.
Excellent.
One guy.
Excellent.
He's out there doing the Lord's work.
Right on.
No, but I do think, like, drunk on a quiet person works.
Yeah, I agree.
But if I get drunk, nobody gets to talk anymore. And I'm almost there now.
Am I a quiet person? Okay. Sometimes I don't know anymore, man. I don't know
As you get angrier and angrier?
Yeah. Is anger a positive quality? I'm starting to think it is, but that may just be my anger blinding me to
right.
My...
Right, just justifying your own behavior there.
Mm-hmm. And that's what
don't
see,
get
I
me wrong,
know.
I go back and forth between, like... Because I try to think about it in, like, the starkest of circumstances, right? Like, say you were a black dude in the whatevers.
Right.
And shits were not good.
Right.
You sort of had a right to, like, burn down government buildings and get, like...
Sure.
Fucking wild. Like, you had a justifiable reason for your anger.
From a young black male in, like, 1972.
Exactly.
I got a right.
Paying attention, and I'm guessing. Yeah, that would be right. Maybe a little earlier than that. Maybe, like, late 60s was when
okay.
That shit was sort of starting up.
67, you're not going to hold it against me?
No.
All right. That burned down the courthouse?
Honestly, I mean, probably shouldn't have this on tape, but... Whatever, it's just a courthouse. They'll build a new one.
Sure.
Like, whatever your position is on that one, I'm sort of like, ugh. Did anybody die? Oh, just judges?
No.
Oh, well then, fuck it.
No, and not judges.
That was awful. Shouldn't have said that.
Because I think judges are potentially okay.
It depends. Judges are people, and
I know.
People can be bought. And I certainly
think
there's good ones.
And isn't that a weird person
ones?
That we've, like, a weird person? Fuck,
that is
wasn't even
person.
The right word.
Not even close.
Isn't that a weird
drunk's fun, though.
Idea? That's a big dramatic jump from person to idea. That judges that we can elect somebody to literally hold court over us. That, like, we value your opinion greater than our own.
Well, I mean, we don't sort of the judge in the American court system, there's the jury that comes into play, which lessens that to some extent.
But when he gets serious, we throw the jury the fuck out, and we're like,
really?
We just want these smart people instead.
Just these 9 smart people. Like, I guess that would be what you mean by serious, like Supreme Court level.
I think that you can go lower than that before you just throw the jury out.
Or state Supreme Courts. I'm just not sure of, like...
There you go.
Of a case that I've heard of that was, like, a traffic ticket that got, like, wicked serious, and then they were just like, get the fuck out of here, jury. We're figuring this shit out on our own.
We don't need you. We don't value your opinion.
Yeah. I always had an issue on the jury end with, like... Define jury of my peers.
Exactly.
Shouldn't every malpractice case only have doctors on
Shouldn't the client, or not client, the accused
no
get to choose the peers? Damn, but that doesn't work, does it?
I don't think you can choose peers, but I think, like, that certain socioeconomic...
Okay.
And even, like
we're gonna
specific
need
technical expertise as well. You know what I mean? Like,
what? I'm sorry.
Technical expertise. Like,
okay.
if the case is involving
a jury of engineers.
Like, some engineer makes something.
Right. That kills
turns
somebody.
Out later, nobody caught the mistake. It was structurally fucked. Killed 17 people.
Right.
When you're looking for a jury of his peers, it almost should be engineers because at least they would understand. You could present, like, to me, for example, if you presented, like, blueprinted, documented fucking, like, high-end engineered,
right.
like, prints, and, like, here's where it's structurally sound, don't you see? That shouldn't be a 4, it should be a 7.
Right.
Well, I guess, you say so, dude.
I didn't graduate high school, motherfucker. You
I
know?
Showed up to jury duty. That's how my life's going.
Exactly. I
showed up.
Get out of jury duty.
So, I do think, you know, in cases like that.
Yeah, I think you're making a very valid point. So, today I heard about avionics companies getting out of avionics. Because of the fact that, you know, shit would fail, and so they'd get sued, and it's like, well, motherfucker, it's avionics, what the hell? It's difficult! You know, yes, it's gonna fail!
That's the nice thing about having, and I don't mean to make the case for Big Brother, solving all our problems, but that's a nice thing about government. Like, when people died in Challenger, everybody was trying their best, and nobody got charged on that. Everybody,
you're going to sue the government?
Exactly. That's
they
my
made
point.
A rule
that's
you
why
you can't sue the government.
That's why with something as complex as like space travel,
right?
It almost has to be the government because
who's going to sue over that? Christopher McAuliffe's family is like,
if my wife,
we need money.
If my wife was a teacher,
yeah,
and I was just a dude,
right?
And she went up in a company's fucking spaceship,
right?
And it blew the fuck up. I'd sue the shit out of that company.
You really would. You
yeah.
wouldn't be like, well,
you're goddamn
it's
right.
space
if your
travel.
Honda just randomly blew up driving down the highway, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit. At
blew
least,
up going
yeah,
down
I mean,
the highway is different, though. It's
no.
space travel, motherfucker. 100
years ago, it was different.
It's difficult.
I'm sure that there would be waivers that would have to be signed, but no, I'm not sure any rational person
how many
person
waivers
would
do you have to sign to go into
just
space?
Just one if it's written right, I'm sure.
Oh,
I mean,
there you go.
I fucking relinquish all...
And shouldn't that be all waivers? Like, I don't give a fuck whatever you do to me. You know, whatever happens, I can't sue. My family can't sue. Nobody can sue.
Right. We're just as fucked as we are now.
Bottom. That's just the end-all waiver.
Only I'm dead, so I don't have to deal with it.
Woohoo! Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Oh, nice.
You need to put a marker
in
there.
Is that the name of the show?
I did.
Did you?
So smooth. Joel Train.
Awesome.
Me.
Okay. Woohoo! Hey,
sitting by the fire.
I'm apparently nice. Rowdy and authorized to be rowdy by Joel.
At the,
he's got clearance.
Clearance.
Ranch.
Best joke ever. I love fucking shit up. Alright, I'm
That's
done.
Good times.
Our stars went away?
Yeah, they did.
Overcast.
Remember the night that we fucked the...
Whoa.
Okay, you remember that?
Don't share that story on air.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah. Don't tell about
That's
the night
awesome.
You fucked the... Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, don't say anything.
Probably could do it again tonight.
I think... Did we already? Or...
Making it cloudy?
Yeah.
That's not the way I was going with it.
We sent huge clouds up one night. Like, we changed the atmosphere just by a big-ass bonfire.
Or you burning.
It may have been a dog.
Not that night, I don't think.
I didn't think so either, but it was more entertaining if we did.
It's almost spiritual if it was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You're just cramming that wine. That's so fun. Gaming, gaming, gaming.
That's it. I finished a bottle of wine.
It's gone.
That's problems.
You want some sediment beer?
Oh, I will. That's the problem with me. That's why I don't drink. As I have no idea when to stop drinking.
Yeah.
When I am drunk, it's only a good idea to drink more.
It's funny because from my perspective, that's actually a good thing. Like, I've gotten to the point where I feel like I really know how to control it. And
really?
I did a lot of drinking to get to that point.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like,
oh, I'm not there. I'm
not
a drinker.
And I shouldn't be that comfortable around it that I can, like, no, this will affect me about this much.
Yeah. No.
I'll go home and get shit-faced and fall asleep.
No idea where my limits are.
It's the end to every day.
The drunker I get, the more it seems like a good idea to drink more. And
sediment.
That's when I remember.
Are you going to chew on the sediment? Snort the sediment.
Excellent.
On snort coffee, it'll be live. It'll
excellent.
Be excellent.
I don't know if you can snort moist stuff, can you?
Sure you can.
All right.
Just got to snort harder.
I don't see a problem there.
That's the new t-shirt. Snort harder. Speaking of which, hold on. We're in the middle of a topic, right? Sort of.
I doubt it.
I thought we got out of the authorizing Matt to be drunk and saying hello.
I thought the topic was Matt flying in a plane today. Or flying a plane.
I forgot about that one. That was a good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was like 20 minutes ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. We're killing some time here, Benny.
Excellent.
No topic.
I told you
nobody
this would
be. Nobody came with any like notes or anything.
We fucking pound them out, man.
So you were on a plane?
I was. It was a good time.
And you got to fly it a little bit. My question last,
I did an
I think
hour
was,
and a half of flying out of
that's crazy.
2 hours, roughly.
Were you moving anything, or was this just a joy flight?
Just joy flight.
Okay.
Yep. We went to Muncie, Indiana to get dinner.
Huh.
Yep. Airport.
Did you ask him how much fuel
food.
It is from Muncie, Indiana?
We used about 20 plus gallons, 22-ish.
How much does that stuff, which is that dank-ass gas go for?
Covered in the plane rental charge, all in one.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I asked about that. Because he made the comment of, well, I'm not paying for the fuel, so we can run it a little bit over the RPM. So, you know, we were probably running 2,600 instead of 2,400 was
white smoking
suggested.
And shit.
Not that I recall, but, yeah, maybe.
Were you sitting side by side or behind, like in the movies?
Side by side.
Did you have a Gatling gun?
I wish.
Fuck it, I don't even want to hear about it anymore.
I had my thumbs, like, on the control, and I so wanted to, like, just fucking blast the guns, man. Fucking give them the whole 9 yards, right?
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you grab a steering wheel on the way back home.
Yeah.
You, like...
authorize.
Like, move around, do some shit?
Unfortunately, no. And it was, like, kind of like, I don't understand why you aren't up here fucking around the entire time.
Yeah, like, I'm...
It's
now,
like...
Did he have a stick,
shit?
Too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a stick. It's like a...
Whatever. Yeah, like a...
dual steering wheel thing.
That pushes in and out.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
also
yeah. You got it. And, like, I didn't do any fucking around just because, I mean, this is, like, the second time I've flown in a little airplane.
Yeah.
And it was, like, I really wanted to ask the question, like, why are you not fucking around the entire time?
Yeah.
Dude, here.
Please. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could add one of mine, too. It's for you than as me.
But so it's just like, you know, I wanted to fuck around, but to be honest, I was entertained by just following the rules.
Is there any work to following the rules, or are you just going to sit there and hold on to the...
Kind of weird. Like, the wind is blowing you off course.
Okay.
And
you're looking at more or less a compass to say, okay, I'm supposed to be going to 360, and the wind is blowing me to 280.
You got it, man.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. You could be a 9/11 hijacker with that level of information.
Sure could be.
You probably figure it out. Take it over halfway. You don't even have to land the fucking thing.
Not really.
Run into a building. They're not so impressive.
Nobody's
fuck
suspect
those dudes.
When you're showing up at flight school. Like, nah, just skip the landing shit.
I'm sure they did that at landing. I don't know. I've got the 9/11 commission report at home, but I feel like that would be another sidetrack on this story that's already been.
And it's like,
So following the rules was fun.
It really was.
But not terribly challenging.
Like, you actually have to work. It was weird because, like, I'm watching the avionics and, like...
What are avionics?
Like, it's like telling you where your horizon is, and where your altitude is, and your airspeed indicator, and your heading, I guess.
Yeah.
And so actually just following those things for being, you know, amateur is even the right word.
Novice.
Yeah. No, it's to novice level. That is
first time ever flying
enough.
A plane or second time ever?
Second time. But
you've got to fly a plane twice? Fuck you.
Well, same dude, like last year.
Cool. So it's a once a year thing now.
Yeah, actually it is. And like we actually kind of talked about that. And in the fall.
Pick a like nice restaurant in like towns like Marion, Indiana. You go to Kentucky, whatever the fuck it is. You go to the edge of Michigan, and like just find like a nice restaurant close to a local airport.
That's what he does. Yeah,
that's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, he like was telling me on the way back, like he has this one where they land on a grass strip, and they have to walk about a mile to a restaurant, and
so romantic and sweet.
And he said,
yeah,
grass strips,
if you're gonna propose,
nice soft landings. Wouldn't have thought about that, but, like, makes
not
sense.
Reasonable. Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. Mm. And it's like, well, why aren't they all grass strips? And it's like, well, that grass would be pretty worn down if it was. Oh, fuck, I forgot to tell you the best damn part.
Let's hear it.
We come back to the Air Force Base, and, he takes over the last 5 miles. So right. It's like the last few minutes. He does the landing. I'm not going to mess with that. And the tower comes on and is pretty much like, watch out for the 737. You are second in line to land.
Nice.
And it's like, oh, okay. And he can't spot the 737, and I fucking spot it because I've got eagle eyes. I'm
nice.
Like, it's right over there. You know, he's right at, he's like, you know, 3 degrees above the horizon. And he's like, all right. And so we get in line, and you have to stay 3 minutes behind a jet. When you're in a little prop plane, because he said like
the
jet
around.
Wash will turn you
nice.
Over, like and just you're
3 miles,
3 minutes,
3 minutes.
Yeah, so it's probably 3 miles, you know, because you're slowing down to land. That's probably about right. And so we land. We follow this jet in, you know, a few miles behind. Get all of our shit stacked up, and this jet is doing what do they call that? Like
loop to loop.
He's just doing touch and goes. He's coming in, making a landing, and just, you know, as soon as he's landed, he's
couldn't
hitting
with
full
loop
throttle,
loop, huh?
Taking back off.
You're
what?
A jerk. Pussy.
Fuck, I missed a joke.
Yeah.
All the time.
No, I mean that jet guy. Fuck him. Not even to try
him.
A loop? Not on one of his little touch and goes?
So we're looking for a 737. I expect it to be this huge-ass plane. It looks little, but, you know, you're, like, far away.
Yeah.
Land, get the plane parked and shit, and we're fueling up, and see the 737 come back in to do another touch and go, and look on it, on the side of it, it says, United States of America. It's the vice president fucking jet that is just there doing
Air
training.
Air Force 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. But he said that they had reduced that from the vice president's down to, like, he said it's the one that would carry Clinton around. And,
I hear the Clinton private jet is nice.
It wasn't that. It was like the official
I think it was.
Air Force jet.
I think inside it looked like a goddamn yacht.
I imagine it was pimped. Pimp my jet. Oh, wait. It's a jet. So I thought that was insane. And this thing did, like, the entire time we were there, like, on the ground, refueling and putting the plane away, it was there doing just touch and go after touch and go, touch and go. Like, constantly. Just circling the Air Force base. Yeah.
Huh.
He said it was just the pilots looking to get their, they got to do so many hours.
Right.
You know, they're carrying around dignitaries. Is that the right word? Statesmen?
Yes
that's
and
what
no
call
at the
them.
Same
yeah,
time.
Exactly.
Is Chick Clinton a statesman?
Secretary of State.
Okay.
I'd imagine it's statesman.
That's like the official
about a
statesman isn't it? All right. So, yeah, and I was a little dumbfounded. And they're like, well, you know, Andrews is... This is the closest Air Force Base to Andrews, and if Andrews is kind of busy, they, you know, get out of the D.C. area and come to Wright Pat and do their training out there. So I was like, really? Yep.
How weird is it taking off in a tiny little plane out of Wright Pat?
Weird.
Like, that's a giant fucking airport.
Yeah, but how weird?
Quite weird.
Give it a number.
A 7.
Any number. Okay. That's on a scale of 1 to 100.
Yeah.
So that we
actually a scale of 1 to 12.
Give it a 7 on that scale?
Mm-hmm.
That's a little more weird, I guess.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It's beyond halfway.
What's 10, though? Like, what's 12?
12
like
would
alien,
be
extraterrestrial
alien.
Experiment? Yeah.
Yes, that would be a
okay.
12.
Then 7 makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
What's 0? Or 1?
Getting a sandwich in the commissary.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I called it.
I've never called it a sandwich or a commissary, actually.
You never called it a sandwich?
No. Nope.
I'll believe you on commissary. That seems like a very military word, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Commissary?
Yeah. Right.
I'm down. Ah, fuck. I'm so...
Down with the military?
I'm so... Yeah.
Really?
Drawn. Between, like, the military rocks, and they suck.
It's an interesting organization.
I love vertical takeoff, you know, vehicles, and that they're putting all this research into creating a new one that's badass. But the Harrier's pretty awesome already. So, should they be researching new ones? That's cool.
As long as they can weaponize it.
Are the old ones cool? Yeah, they're cool, too. Do we need
you gotta
a new
keep
one?
Going. That's the way tech works, though. Like, that's the way technology works.
It's not quiet enough and, like, easy enough.
That's true. Like, that is, like, the next evolution. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's a Harrier, but you didn't see it coming, did you?
Yeah.
Also, obviously, we have never captured an alien spaceship, right?
Mm.
And at least, I won't say that. I will say, obviously, we have never captured an alien spaceship and reverse engineered their shit.
Eh?
They'd be rocking something. We'd have seen something that's not fucking propellers and engines
yeah,
and jet.
Okay,
you know what
okay.
I mean? Like,
if that's yeah, you're right.
It all essentially works on the same principles, and there really hasn't been. I mean, something.
Yep.
Not you know. We know more about stealth technology than we've seen any of. You know.
What a scam!
Did you hear that thing's
stealth
got a fucking skin? The thing they went and got Osama bin Laden with. That like.
What? Just silent choppers.
Yeah, the shit that kills the ability to be seen on radar or whatever.
Just stealth.
Was like a skin, I heard it described as.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
that
like,
actually,
it was a,
that's
it was
pretty
a helicopter
innovative.
Inside and then coated with some sort of crazy,
prismy, weird
right.
thing, canvas shit or something.
Super crazy, yeah. Huh.
What do you think of that digital camouflage?
Alex Jones told me, though. Does that make a difference?
Yeah, it does.
Is it still cool or no?
What do you think of what?
That digital pixely-looking camouflage that all the BDUs are
that.
Now.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, but you're
sense.
Like, that can't work. And then you're like, oh, wait, I can't see that dude.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever... I don't know if I brought this up. We used to play BB Gun Wars out in the woods. And, like, that was the first time I realized how effective camouflage was.
It seems to help.
It's shocking.
Well, like, wait, so my red shirt... And
I know it
yellow
seems obvious.
Pantaloons in the forest is not helping.
It's not
even in fall.
It's not.
What about when there's hot dog stands around?
There you go.
There you go. See, that's city flage. That's the thing.
Stadium
is like
flage.
Camouflage kind of depends on where you are because you stand out like a motherfucker in New York City wearing you know camouflage, unless
it's true.
Unless it's orange and red and you're standing next to a hot dog stand.
Well, it reminds me of those, I've seen, like, some artists, I guess they're artists, whatever, who, like, literally will get, like, basic canvas outfit and paint in something, and, like, it can be far in the background, and they'll still, like, sort of make it work,
yeah.
Or even it can be up close, and they tend to really make it work up close, I think.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
That's city collage. Standing still most of the time.
Yeah, it's super specific to that area.
You gotta be right there.
People are
next evolution
themselves.
Is altering your camouflage.
Chameleons, dude. We're all going to turn it. We're all going to get awesome tech skin.
Brings us back to octopuses, doesn't it?
Yep.
Octopi.
Indeed. Octopi.
Indubitably. What about octopuses? I don't think we've talked about octopuses.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have.
Yeah, I won't say we burned it up, but we've definitely talked about
it. How can you? It's got eight limbs.
You really can't give them enough credit, can you? That there are aliens in the water, and they are the superior species. And if we lived on in water, we would be subservient to octopi.
I don't know.
I don't know if I've taken it that
great
far.
Great whites don't seem to take any shit off of them.
I don't think that a lot of octopi are getting eaten by.
I'm a killing machine.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of great whites are getting eaten by octopi. Or, like, taking shit off of them when they say, hey, get your fucking stuff off my lawn.
I think you brought up something huge.
What is that?
It's one thing not to get eaten.
Right.
It's one thing to be eating other things.
Be able to eat other things.
Yeah.
Have the option, at least. I guess, though, one of those giant squids could probably take one down.
But you don't need to if you aren't seen by them.
You still need to eat, though.
Yeah, but if you're eating algae.
You just catch up to them and, like, get their eyes and start wrapping around.
And they can't see you. Like, oh, I'm just a part of you, because I'm all octopi on your whale ass.
Eating your head open.
Oh, whales didn't do anything to anybody except for that killer whale. All those killer whales over the
whales
years that we've kept in
people.
Fucking giant fish tanks, and then, oh, they ate a person. Wonder why that happened.
As soon as they get bored, they should just kill their trainers.
Yeah.
And
the first
think
that's
pretty much what they do.
Like prison, if you're a fucking killer whale and you get taken, the only way to get respect in the human world is eat the first person who offers you one
there
of those fucking pieces
of fish.
Stop
fucking with you. Yeah, like, do you see the size of that piece of fish? Fuck
or,
you,
like, it's probably even better if it's a lady that comes up first, you're nice and gentle, and wait for, like, the big dude on third shift.
Nice.
Like, no, I'm taking on your biggest fuck, and I'm eating him in half.
Nice. I just need to show you.
Right.
Yep.
And then they'll take care of you and, like, study you and not try to ride you embarrassingly in front of fucking the rest of their
it's
species.
It's kind of fun to be ridden, though.
It's got, like...
For a while.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
What if, like, yeah, it's not even the ridden part that bothers me. It's the stands. I'm trying
the
to
crowds.
Think. What if a bear came to you and, like, grabbed you by the neck and just, like, walked you over to, like, a stadium of bears and then got on top of you and was like, go, bitch. And you were like...
Get the people in front seats wet.
Right. It would be fun for a while. Like, I'm entertaining all these bears.
Like, all these growls just piss you off.
Yeah, and eventually you just shoot them.
Knock it off, bears.
Well, yeah, I guess if you brought a gun, you are one up in that scenario. Ultimately,
hey,
you can decide how far that goes.
Vice versa, they brought their claws, didn't they?
Well, you got six shots. You could clear a pathway, at least, for the door.
You could.
Then it's a foot race. See
what
happens.
It's going to scare some away, isn't it?
Just the women and children.
And who else is watching the human show?
That's awesome.
That was a horse. That was also a horse. Fucking ghost horse, dudes.
I love ghost horse. When you brought that up, I love that shit.
They're out there.
Yeah, they are.
Watching.
Circling us.
Circling us.
Waiting for their opportunity.
It's going to...
Peninsuling us.
Peninsuling us?
Because we can get to
we
the
have
road,
a way
they
out.
Don't have access to that.
They don't.
It's really just a U.
You'd be surprised at how high a horse can jump. We brought the...
I don't know if I would be surprised. I've seen the TV.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have horses jumping on that shit.
We brought in that black horse, and, had him here less than a day, and the other two horses cornered him, like...
What's up, bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, new guy.
And he cleared a four-and-a-half-foot fence.
Out. I'm out.
Yep.
See you guys later.
Yep.
You're freaking me out.
He took the post down, but...
So didn't
still
quite
pretty,
clear it.
No, exactly. You're right. He
but
did not clear
the
it.
The weight of a horse hitting it from that
yes.
angle. And, yeah. This is question of the week. That fence is fucked. We got a fire. We got a real fire.
A little bit.
It's not as loud as it was before, though.
No, it's kind of weak fire.
Oh, that must sound so gross in a pair of earbuds. Oh, what does he keep doing that with his mouth? It's grossing.
Joel Train?
Yes.
Can we discuss,
Yes.
You're minus a shirt?
Minus... Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
You're wearing a shirt right now, I guess, but...
I have two shirts on right now.
But he wants to see you minus a shirt.
I'm not currently minus a shirt. I went to see a very funny young man who was originally from Ohio.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And now lives in the beautiful... I wouldn't go that far. The city of Los Angeles.
I've heard of it.
Been there.
Okay.
Okay. What? One time for like 3 days.
Two times.
An airport stay. It was fun. Just saw a dog in Matt's house and it distracted me. So yeah, I went and saw the show. Follows us on Twitter. Nice guy, Comedy Wondertown. Keeps tweeting about that.
What's that?
Mentioned it in his thing. I think it's just a state of mind. Okay. I meant to ask him about it.
Like some
I was...
coffee.
Exactly.
Okay. What is it again?
Comedy Wondertown.
Okay. Check show notes.
I keep looking for a website.
Nothing.
I don't think things exist. Okay. I'm a modern person, and so I don't think things exist unless they have a website.
Yeah. Like Al Green's fucking
Thank you for that callback.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went to see his show at the Go Bananas Comedy Club off Montgomery Road in Westchester-ish, Ohio.
Really?
Like,
there
it's in the suburbs. It's not Cincinnati, but
nope.
It's a nice club. It's got like low ceilings and it's got some dope ass like funny paintings.
Nice.
Like you know that monkey from The Lion King when he held up the baby?
I've only seen the musical, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's in the musical too. We saw it together, it was super fun. When he holds up the baby and it, like shows the rest of like what's up, zebras?
This is my monkey
you're holding
butt.
A baby fucking lion on a thing. Okay. And yeah. He has a painting like that that is Michael Jackson with his kid Trig or whatever the fuck. Remember when he like,
blanket?
Yeah, blanket.
Yeah.
Like held him over the railing and it was all dangerous and everybody freaked out. So there's a painting like that.
Okay.
And then there's a Price is Right painting that's my favorite painting. And you remember the guy getting shot in Vietnam, that super famous picture? Like, just one dude with his arm outstretched, and you almost see the fucking spatter.
You aren't kidding.
I mean, it's really graphic.
Intense.
So that picture is mixed with a Price is Right scene that is the dude bidding $1 over.
Nice.
It's like 1400 and 1401. Yeah. Oh.
That's pretty good.
That's so fucking funny to me. Yeah. And then there's, like...
That's hardcore,
there's
man.
A bunch more. Yeah, it's super dark, too, which I love, but... So, but I didn't go to see the paintings. I'd seen the paintings before. I was going to see Ryan Singer.
I've heard of that dude.
And it was a really funny set, man.
Okay.
Really funny set. The feature was funny, too. The opener just sort of talked about how he had horse teeth, but, you know, what are you going to do? He also had to tell everybody where the fire exits are, and that's not easy to work into a funny thing. So it was a good show, and... Then I waited around afterwards and talked to him and went up to him and was like, oh, yeah, I'm Joel from Snort Coffee. He was like, oh, holy shit. Like, oh, that's cool.
Really?
I was wondering, you know, nice. Yeah, because I'd been tweeting at him, like, I'm coming to your show, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, trying to let him know. And so we sort of just like, oh, it was super funny. I really loved it. And at some point I pointed at my shirt. And or asked him about the show, and his only comment was on the show that I remember was that we had, I think, maybe did I already say this?
Probably.
But was
say it again.
That he had, he was listening when we had more than one, we had a radio station and us happening at the same time. 107.7.
I missed that episode.
I did too.
Did you?
But he caught it, which is good. And laughed about how, oh, if you were high on drugs, that would be like, that's crazy. So I don't know if that's a compliment or a put down. But I think he was trying to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I get, and I also.
Either way.
I get the criticism.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
In all honesty, it'd be probably a little better if you're high on drugs. Everything is. I don't know why this would be any different.
Yeah.
So, I point to my shirt or whatever, and I was like, I was going to bring it to you, but I felt like it would kind of be an insult to give you, like, I wore this 4 times. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
It's been washed. He was like, no, I take it. And I was like, all right. And just immediately just started pulling it off my back. And he was like, are you like,
smart enough to have
another shirt on under there?
Nice.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I gave it to him.
Well fucking played.
He folded it up, put it on his table, and then.
Well played indeed.
I saw his tweet about it. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, did he tweet about it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I usually get off Twitter.
I was confused by the tweets. I thought that you did not meet him.
You
did not speak with him. Am I fucking blowing up something again?
No, I spoke with him.
Okay. Did he not say that you didn't say hi and that you were not there?
No, that was the first time, like, on Thursday I tweeted.
Oh, okay. Because
I saw, I get, like, emails from Go Bananas.
Okay.
And I noticed him from Twitter.
Okay.
And, like, holy shit, that's one of the 29 people who follows
Coffee
on Twitter.
27, sorry.
27. We've lost a couple. We could use your followership. Even if you're a bot, we'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. No problems.
Bots, that's my next tweet from that, is bots welcome.
Honestly, this is a show that, fuck, I
speaks
lost
well.
That
this
completely.
Is a show. Eloquent, eloquent.
There
this
you
is
go.
Show. No, this is, he's right. This
eloquent.
Is a show.
We speak well to bots.
This is a show.
We are much appreciated by bots.
Oh, so then,
you want me to interrupt real quick?
Yeah, sure.
He's at Rysing, R-Y-S-I-N-G, which is a pretty good Twitter handle, nice and short and sweet. Good times at Go Bananas Comedy tonight. Let's do it again. Two shows tomorrow night. Met part of the At Snort Coffee crew and took the shirt off his back.
Awesome.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, man. That's sweet.
I love that shit.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't, as soon as he was like, no, I'd be down for that, I was like halfway off, like taking my shirt off.
Sweet.
He had to ask me, like, do you have another shirt on there? So I already said that part. But then he was nice enough to hand me a CD.
Really?
And
oh, wow.
Literally, these are the words that he said, and it's funny for an artist to say that. Like, burn it and pass it around to everybody.
Nice. Excellent.
I was like,
this
I'll
guy
take
gets
one.
It.
Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Also, this is just for Snort Coffee listeners. He has a link on his bio on his webpage. That's to a 45-minute set.
We got an exclusive.
He has a link to a 45-minute set of his work?
Yeah, there's a link to a 45-minute set of his work.
Excellent.
I thought was
completely
like,
free.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to monetize
the
shit. I'm just trying
going,
to put
I didn't
out want to
hear
I
any
think.
Of his shit. All
right.
I wanted them all to be
nice,
new
yeah.
jokes. And they were really funny jokes, man.
Excellent. Cool.
What kind of energy he's got?
Sort of like a little hyper.
Damn.
Sort of
Ghost Horse.
Okay.
How's it going?
Might be too energetic
for
your
for
taste,
me, yeah.
but not Robin Williams.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
not crazy, but
yeah.
he is upbeat.
Okay. Oh, I heard him on What the Fuck?
Bob and Tom. He does all sorts
does
of stuff.
He?
He's a very famous gentleman.
I heard him on What the Fuck? Live
really?
Show.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Can,
Mrs. Silky Smooth
have a sip
a
of Andy's beer?
Oh, of course.
Because it's incredible.
Very good.
Yeah.
Apple stuff.
We actually, I thought that was the apple stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's definitely a hint of apple in
it. It tastes like it.
It's got a fruitiness.
You don't taste apple?
And knowing Andy, it's no surprise.
Yeah.
Love you, man. You're a hell of a dude.
Is he a listener?
I think that it's fermented twice. Like, it went beyond beer. Can that happen?
Motherfucker.
If it goes beyond beer,
alcohol,
does it go
Jesus.
Back to just... Oh, my gosh. You sleeping here?
No, that's... We've discussed that already.
We'll see. We were thinking right over there.
For the listeners, Matt's pointing to a place that is outside.
I did. Oh, you don't think that works on the on audio?
I thought it could be mentioned.
Ugh.
You know I'm going to blow that here in a little bit, right?
What are you going to blow?
Yeah. Oh, fire!
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck
gotta get
yeah.
that. Yeah.
No, like, that's
yourself?
The whole point
yeah.
of this whole entire
yeah.
evening
oh, that's great.
Here, man.
And that's yeah. look in the show notes. We will get a picture of that, or Austin's face will explode Jesus. Into fire, one of the two. And we'll get
either
a picture
or,
of that.
Either or, man. Either or. I don't care.
Maybe we should just take video of it and then take a
yeah,
still
yeah,
from
yeah.
wherever.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That show it once.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have that?
Yeah, yeah,
does anybody
yeah,
have
yeah.
a camera?
I got
the iPhone.
Phone,
I can
yeah.
videotape it.
Oh, okay.
Ugh,
your phone
I'm
is more advanced than
I'm
mine.
I'm such a douche.
Kelly's got the good camera.
I've
I'm sorry.
Been,
Mrs. Silky
oh, yeah.
Smooth's got the good camera.
Oh, there you go.
Has it got good low light video? I would love to have good
you,
video
did
of...
Did you notice I stole the Nikon today?
I did. I looked for it, but I didn't find it.
I forgot to mention it to you. Like, I should always tell you when I take a camera from you.
Yeah, that would be good knowledge.
At the same time, if you know I'm going flying, I'm probably taking a camera.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not taking the shittiest of our cameras.
That camera can do all right.
Yeah. Camera chat. At Snort Coffee.
Whenever you're ready, I'll blow some fire.
I'm ready anytime, dude. Anytime. Like, I don't care if it's Tuesday at 3 in the afternoon. I'm ready.
You might not be able to see it so well.
What are you talking about? It's dark out. How will we not
no,
see
when
it?
I'm, it's 3 o'clock on
oh.
Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah, Austin's on the grain liquor. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to do it with beer.
It's not going to work. You can try it with beer.
All right. Going off for a second.
It's true.
So, you want me to get my phone?
I fucked up a whole thing. Sorry, guys.
How'd you fuck up the whole thing?
Because you were in an entirely different conversation, and I took it in a whole another way, like, unapologetically. Like, hold on, guys.
No, you apologize.
Oh, all right.
Just now.
Apologetically.
Apologetically.
Man, you know what I'm pissed about, Austin? Is that we can't get the police out here again.
I'm not pissed about that.
No.
You gotta kill them like a dog first, dude.
I know.
That's
I know.
The key.
And both of my dogs are living right now.
Yeah, I think they're in good shape, probably.
I know, unfortunately.
Shame. You should have told me I'd have brought Kato.
Oh. If only I had known.
Yeah.
Is this really happening right now?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man. God damn. This is intense shit.
It's really not.
I just want a picture on my phone, like, for my own personal
masturbatory
uses.
I guess I could use the... Wow. Use the... That kind of show, huh? I was going to use my lighter. I was going to use the fire.
Oh, okay.
Oh, either or, man.
Is the fire a better option?
Mm. Either or.
Fire's
you weren't going
better
in. Okay. Oh, okay. I thought you were about
I'm going to...
Wow, I can't even see...
Put this in my pocket.
Your phone's as bad as mine. All right.
Yeah. Let's see.
I killed that whole bottle of wine. I'm impressed with myself.
I got it.
I did not. I got a lighter. Oh, where am I sending this?
That was cool. That's cool.
I like that you've already told me your mouth will be fucked up tomorrow. I love it. And you aren't this time?
If you're going to blow fire, don't put a whole shot of grain alcohol in your mouth.
More than you put that last time.
Yeah, seriously.
And we got a whole fifth, dude.
That's not a fifth, dude. It's like...
Not anymore.
Fifth.
What is a fifth?
This.
That.
Okay.
That full.
What the fuck does that refer to, even?
I'm not sure.
A fifth of a
liter?
Gallon?
Something?
Fifth
probably
liter.
Of a liter.
Of a liter?
That seems...
A liter seems like... Yeah.
Seems like it would be closer to a gallon.
Because I make 2 liters when I mix up the fucking juices.
Yeah, my mouth is going to be fucked.
That's gross, dude. Don't fuck your mouth.
I just like that I've encouraged him to go beyond this.
Do you get that?
No, not at all. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
It needs to be more booze.
I'm counting on
more
others.
Booze. More booze. And more trumpety.
Yeah.
It's really like, I mean, you feel it burning up your mouth.
We're all like, what the fuck? And he's the one spitting fire. Chug, chug, chug. Oh, please swallow that round. Oh, hell yes. And I got it. I got it. I got
oh
it.
My gosh,
yes. Oh, shit.
You missed that second one.
Oh,
it's so hot.
Oh, you're scaring the
that's even better. Nice. Nothing yes. Like... I love recordings when I sound like a fucking fruit.
Yeah, look at it.
Oh, yes!
Oh, boy. So hot.
You going again?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Awesome.
I might wait a minute.
Okay, cool.
I didn't even have the balls to ask him if he'd do it again after that one.
It just sounded like you were going to do it again.
Yeah, definitely.
He did, didn't he? I'll try to restrain my enthusiasm.
Should be one right before the good one. Nice.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
a good shot,
is.
Too. That's great.
Oh, he sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I got lucky.
Ugh. So gross.
Not bad, man.
That's really the only reason I bought that shit in Kentucky. I was like, man, someday Austin is going to fucking set this shit on fire and blow it out of his mouth.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck, I was worried about that one. Really?
Just means I'm getting better at it.
That somehow concerns me a little more.
Better if you want to get at it.
Yeah.
A little better, I think. I got one more.
I've got a fucking 5 gallons of gasoline in the
gas. Too far.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do that
one. Isn't that a little less potent?
It might be, actually, yeah. Oh, it's so hot. Yeah. And it's just, well, no, this is the part that's hot.
Nice. Yeah. The fire cools you down, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's booze.
Oh, boy.
I swear it's 90%. Like, 90%.
Yeah.
Not
proof. Do you ever drink it in 80 proof?
Yeah.
That was weak.
Nice. It's still impressive that... I want to see your spit catch on fire. Damn. In 1412, you'd have been like the king.
A magic.
The year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, you got it.
Yuck.
This reminds me, I just listened to the UID where they eat Doritos.
Nice. And
like the whole episode,
episode,
like,
yeah.
There's 30 minutes of Dorito eating.
Yeah, it was a funny episode.
Munching and like,
I gotta use the fire, don't I?
You gonna give it a shot?
No.
Yeah, I gotta put this down and get a stick.
Yeah, I think you need to get the source of fuel away from you when you do that. All the same, I'm gonna get in a better position.
This is the first time I've met Drunk Matt.
Matt, it's time to stop drinking.
No, it's not. It's the time to really take it up a notch. I disagree entirely.
At least for a whole show. Stop drinking for a whole show, and if you want to drink after that show...
It's the same shit, isn't it? I'm doing a stick.
Yeah. Make sure to get low, though, because if you're over it, it's going to come back up in your face. That's not the goal. Maybe from that angle, is it like the least...
Where are you going? I need to know in advance. Oh, hold on. I like that the cops give up the checkpoints like fucking 12:30 at night. They're like, "Eh, we're tired."
It's only super drunks from here on out.
Yep. Yeah, they can handle it.
It's those rookies we're worried about.
They start drinking with you is pretty much what it comes down to. I think so. They leave the fucking checkpoints and go to the bars. Hey, everybody's got a job.
Are you really, you're never, this is purely
fire. Yeah, no worries. I made some crazy drinks out of it. Oh, hell yeah.
I wasn't recording.
Damn, that's ridiculously flammable. That's more flammable than the fucking lighter fluid. That's, yeah, it is. Damn, I need to burn that brush out over there, dude. Oh. Yeah, you're right. It's better to do at night.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, not bad. Nice. I gotta try this shit. I'm drunk enough to try this shit. Will you take a picture, honey?
No.
I think I'm drunk enough to try this.
I got video of
it. I can't even hold that shit in my mouth. What am I talking about?
I got like that last.
You've seen me try to drink booze, dude. Do you remember, like, before your wedding, how sick I got just from fucking trying to take a shot? It was not cool. Oh, I need to save this.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
It's a makes for a good audio show. Pardon me, sir.
Pardon me, sir. Hold on.
It's so fucking dry.
Your mouth
hot and dry.
Yeah.
You can watch my hair catch on fire. I'm going out Michael Jackson style, yo.
The 151 I tried was more intense than this. So that's where you're at, yeah.
151 is 40%.
Or fucking Everclear, one of the two.
Matt's going out in a surgery bed in his home on surgical drugs.
Hold on, okay.
Well, look at you go, just spitting it. Yeah, you're better off with a lighter, dude.
I can't do the trumpet thing.
At all?
No, not really. And I think that's what you need to get it to miss.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like cubed even.
Cubed even.
That's like Listerine squared, right?
Yeah.
Cubed even.
Fuck.
Whoa. I was not ready for it. Good timing. Yeah, it does.
Name of this show is Wow, that fucks up your mouth, man.
Is that you gotta try it lighter, dude.
I don't think I can.
You can. I gotta get you on video.
How close is the nearest emergency?
You don't need one. Just if your face lights on fire, put your mouth and your hand on it. Stop, drop, and roll.
Jesus.
Nice.
Totally missed it.
Got your hand a little
totally
bit.
Totally missed it.
Oh, that sucks. That was a really good one.
I missed it. You went too fast. I wasn't ready.
I can smell your burning skin.
I think it's just hair. Yeah. Oh, the horse. It makes me feel sad when the horse runs.
Just means it's working.
It just means it's working. Drunk Matt's way crazier than regular Matt.
Smell hair and shit. Yeah, it's gross.
How are you going to explain this to my family while you're golfing tomorrow? Why your skin's burnt and half your hair's missing?
Are you going again, Matt?
Complaining of a headache. And
okay.
No, stupid camera.
In the fire?
I can't do fire.
What do you?
There.
All right, I think I can leave well enough alone.
You're a puss.
If you can't find your lighter after you threw it out of your hand, after you burned your hand. Probably a good call.
I can't believe nobody caught that shit.
It sucks. Because it was really a good one.
It's potentially the coolest shit I've ever done.
That's why you gotta do it again.
I don't know. I like my coffee mug.
That's true.
I like my coffee mug a lot. I use it every day. Yes, I do. It's my work mug.
Nice.
There you go. You're right to call me out on that. I'll fix that. Me with a shit-eating grin at work.
Oh, boy.
See, you have to keep spitting, don't you? Mm-hmm. Until you're done. Whoa, no, you don't. You can hold it in your mouth still.
Oh, this camera's way too slow.
Oh, my God.
You have to, like, preemptively.
I'm not sure I realize that.
Feels all fucked up, but I feel really awake.
Wow.
I need this mic back, that's radio gold.
We're not on the radio.
Oh, damn, that's podcast gold.
We're on the internet.
That's internet gold.
There it is.
Hell yeah. I love that the horses are freaked out after that shit. I can't believe it's not even fireworks, and I'm really pissed about potentially losing a lighter until tomorrow morning.
It's so gross.
It dries out your mouth weird, doesn't
really
it?
Really fast, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet the reason the horses freak out is because historically when humans were doing that around them, it was a bad fucking night for
they
the
were
horses.
Getting ready
they like
to
had
eat.
To run and chase somebody down. One of them just would just like, I'm going to fight that horse. Fuck, they're too drunk. This is not going to turn out well.
If we had a bear right now, I would fight it.
Do not fight a bear.
No,
even a small bear.
You don't understand how much I've wanted to fight a bear all my life.
Like a bad idea.
Like just a little brown bear or black bear. Like I've taken it back to that. At first it started with grizzly, sure.
Had big your head was full of big dreams back then. You mind if I get a cigarette?
Thank you, sir. I think one claw and you're going to be kind of upset about that decision.
Did you guys ever read the book Bear versus Shark?
No.
No.
It was this weird like it was like a it was about a family like traveling to see this nationwide sports event. The bears in water up to, like, the middle of its thighs.
Okay.
If you compared it to a human.
Okay. Right.
And the shark is, like, in just enough water to swim. And then it's just a fight to the death. Bear
really?
Shark. It's a good novel.
I'm assuming shark.
I don't even remember how it turns out. It was really
don't
more about the people.
Don't give me that shit.
Well, no, it was really more about the
people. I don't care
and
about
travel.
The people. I won't lie to you. I don't give a fuck about the people.
You've got rage issues, Matt.
I'm
really mad lately.
I'm developing rage issues. I'm trying.
You'll get there.
I don't have them yet.
It's a frustrating world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
937-551-1040-EZ.
I can't believe I just spit fire.
Tell us about
your proud of myself.
Should be.
Like, I've been...
Big day.
I've been jealous of you since I saw that first pick from probably...
It's no big whoop, isn't it?
What, 5 years ago at least?
It's been like...
Is it?
Been 12 years.
That first one?
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed there's not a good picture of it, but...
Jesus, your oldest video. It's been 12
I have
years
the scarred
that,
hand to prove it.
Well, there's the picture that I use as one of my profiles. That one's only a year old.
No, the originals...
And then there's another one where I was dressed up as Jimi Hendrix in video from...
Ooh,
probably,
that outfit sounds flammable.
Yeah.
It does, actually. You can make a good
you're dressed
point.
Up as Jimi Hendrix.
You know that
not
wig is going to go up quick.
God knows what that vest is made out of.
Yep.
And
yeah.
That could go bad.
He's adding insult to injury, or injury to insult.
I feel my mouth sloughing off as I speak, though.
Excellent. Me too. Yeah. And I've did
it
a
totally
tenth
will,
of
dude.
The number
it's peeling
times
on the
you
inside?
Did.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It'll be worse in about 2 days.
So glad I didn't do that.
Mrs. Silky Smooth
says no more fireballs.
Leaving the building. Just Matt, though. Told Matt not to kill himself.
I know, I'm restraining myself. You have no idea.
My news.
It's a good show. Good show.
We're out.
Mrs. Silky Smooth, what? you need something as a bye bye.
Do you want us to plug your Twitter?
And it's
your guys
want
to really good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Excellent. Plug your Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
You just
what's your
at KellyBrunsPhotography.com?
I don't remember.
What's your Twitter?
I don't know.
Is it Bruns Photography? It's something.
What is your Twitter?
Yeah. KellyBrunsPhotography, yeah. not .com.
It's Kelly Bruns Photo.
There it is.
Photo? Nice.
Just photo.
Okay.
At Kelly Bruns Photo.
Check show notes.
Yeah.
What's the blog? No, what the address for?
It's really a lot of words and saying things.
You want to say goodnight?
Awesome.
You guys want to say goodnight?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for listening.
Really?
So, yeah.
Snort coffee.
We don't have three in the can.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, excellent.
You referred to it as a can.
Snortcoffee.com.
I do. I love it. This
really?
Shit's on film, yo.
Thanks for listening. Tell people.
It doesn't get better than this,
giving
people.
Away, like, free shirts.
You want a free shirt?
That's cool.
Let
if,
us know. You want
if you are a semi-famous comedian, right?
That,
at least.
That helps, certainly.
It doesn't hurt.
I will get you a shirt.
Specifically, if you live in another state, I just feel like with the shirts, as much as we all love our family and friends, we should not give them to them who live
who
around here.
Who loves their family and friends?
We should, well, with certain cases.
Right. Man, my hand hurts.
Like, Maria is an excellent option, because it's a whole new, nobody's heard of Snort Coffee up there except for the super cool kids.
Oh, yeah. You have to leave for the next comment. Well, no, you don't. Why aren't you hooking up with that? Oh, damn, I shouldn't bring that up, should I? You need
Neither
to drive
one of
to
us,
Chicago.
I think we're attracted to each other.
You're not?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. There's this chick that follows us and is very active and also needs to go to Chicago. Long story short.
But I don't think we're attracted to each other. Not yet. Nothing against her, but, you know. nothing against me, I'm sure.
She's like Indian or something. That's a little hot, something right?
against you. But yeah, I can see a little bit something against
exotic,
me.
Exotic, at least.
She's Italian.
Italian?
Yeah, her family's in the
describe an Italian as exotic? I don't think that's
She looked Indian to me. I've just seen the profile pics.
I can't fuck with a mob.
And I do think Indian is exotic.
No? Still not fucking with a mob.
You're still not fucking who?
With the mob. It's a dangerous game to play.
Oh, man, are you kidding? Why not? Get in there.
Matt, what's your Twitter?
Fixesin.
At Fixesin?
At Fixesin.
At This Is All Fake. At Egghead.
Yep.
AIG.
There's good shit all around.
This Is All Fake is number one.
Oh, be still my heart.
Fixesin is second. And sorry, Egghead is third. Just because you can't, like, you're, like, confused when you go to type it in. You're like, oh, E-G-G? No.
Oh, you mean in terms of easiest to spell?
Actually, I meant coolness, but I didn't really call Matt on that. Except for I have, like, four tweets, and Egghead probably has, like, hundreds.
By the way, if you guys need a sweet.com address, salad tongs are for losers.
Nice.
Totally available.
Nice.
Still open.
Nice.
You can have it. It's a gift.
Well played.
You know what?
Oh, and Maxwell. Pay attention. The guy in front of you isn't going to change lanes. I only know that now.
Okay.
I only know that one thing that's going to happen to people out there. Okay. So you know who you are.
We've missed a couple on that, I think. Yeah. Like, there's been some warnings we missed.
People that should have been told. And
yeah. Send us a voicemail. Send us a text.
Got fucked up because
reach
of it.
Out. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Please.
Snore Coffee.
At least follow.
On Twitter.
Yeah. On the online. And.com.
I like the Twitter. Like,
Twitter's a good way to do shit, man.
It took me a long time to get around to Twitter.
Twitter's a good way to do
but
shit.
But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
I met a guy from Twitter.
Did you?
Gave him my shirt.
Who hasn't?
Look for some shirts, man. I meant to look last night and, like, try to figure out some good designs.
Do you have an issue with who we went with the shirt making process?
No, that was fine.
So mine started to, like, wear.
Really?
Like, it looked... The image was softened already.
Really?
Okay. It had only been, like, washed twice, probably.
Oh, really?
So I was disappointed.
That's a little too mine quick. Looks good, I like a well-worn okay. shirt, but...
Mine's only been washed maybe five short. Times.
I'm from the Bronx.
Mrs. Silky Smooth will get you a shirt. Absolutely. I planned on my next paycheck probably buying a handful of shirts.
Excellent.
We need to work on some designs.
If I ever get a paycheck, I'll buy some with my first okay. one.
Really just one that I
well,
want.
Well, maybe not the first like one. We probably need that money, don't we? Yeah. We need that money. But, like, the second or third one, I'm going to totally buy some shirts. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey, if you're a trucking company looking for, like, mediocre trucker.
How about buy some pottery?
Might be your guy.
There it is.
I would love to sell some pottery.
Mm.
But I
best
don't see
mugs
that
in the
happening.
Tri-state area. This and every tri-state area, motherfuckers.
Every tri-state. If you have two states within, you know, connected to you.
Tri-state.
Yeah. That's where I'm big.
Silky Smooth, big in the tri-state. Doesn't work for that part of, like, Utah or whatever, though.
No.
Does it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that, do you like think the... they refer to that as in the quad state area?
Yeah. I bet they do.
Probably.
Except for I don't think anyone lives there.
Letting all of our three viewers know in the quad state area, traffic's
yeah,
fucking fine.
Ish.
Nobody's here.
This one.
Nobody's here.
We need to fucking mark that.
Some kids stepping on the four corners.
Look out.
That's it.
We find
matches on the lane's been there for weeks. Nobody noticed.
I love when we like are having three different conversations.
It's already been marked. Way ahead of the game.
With urine.
Who's got the flashlight app?
Everybody.
Excellent.
The flashlight app, dude.
Can you find my lighter?
Desperate for that lighter.
I am. It was a good one, man. It wasn't like, I wish I'd lost my one that was a little low fuel. But no, I lost the good one.
Good night.
Awesome.
No more fireballs.
Egghead rocks.
Excellent. I was trying to lie to her. It's going to make her feel a lot better when she went to bed.
Like, once all the hair is burnt off, is that like where the pain stops, or...
Good.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
I think the word you're looking for is starts. I think that's where the pain starts.
No. I'm going to play golf tomorrow. That'll be fun.
You just gotta play golf tomorrow.
Yeah, with my father-in-law. That's the only reason why it's a gotta.
The gotta.
Yep. And my uncle-in-law? Is that a word?
I think that's something.
Man, he sucks.